Israel has long contended that Iran backs Hamas the same way Tehran supports its primary proxy, Hezbollah, in Lebanon. Israeli officials say that Iran has armed and trained Hamas fighters. But it is a controversial allegation. George Joffe, a Middle East expert at Cambridge University in Britain, dismisses the claim that Iran could have penetrated the Israeli cordon around the Gaza Strip to provide arms to Hamas.
Quite how Iran could have maintained those sorts of contacts seems to me very difficult to understand. Even inside the occupied territories, it would have been very difficult for those kinds of links to exist. They're isolated, in effect, from the rest of the Middle East, too. So, again, simple logic seems to me to suggest that the close ties that are proposed really can't exist.
But Reva Bala, a Middle East analyst with the private intelligence firm Stratfor, says Iran uses a sophisticated Hezbollah smuggling network to get arms to Hamas.
Basically, you'll have a bunch of Hezbollah agents who will procure arms from Sudan. They'll enter Egypt under forged documents, pay off disgruntled Bedouins in the Sinai with things like light arms, cash, Lebanese hashish, which they can sell in the black market, and pay off Egyptian security guards as well, so that they can travel covertly into Gaza to pass off the weapons shipments through Hamas's pretty extensive underground tunnel network.
But most analysts agree that even if Iran is arming Hamas, it would produce little practical gain for Tehran other than to make life difficult for Israel. It is on the political front, they say, where Iran looks to benefit from the crisis in Gaza as it tries to project itself as a leader of the Islamic world. Analyst Reva Bala says Iran is trying to boost its standing in the region by embarrassing moderate Arab states.
It basically makes Iran stand apart from the Arab regimes and notes that the Arab regimes are the most silent on this issue. Most are quite happy seeing Hamas contained, really have no problem with the Palestinians being contained in the region by the Israelis. You know, it's that huge disconnect between what you hear on the Arab streets and what you see actually being discussed within these regimes. And so Iran is trying to exploit that.
There may be a domestic political dimension as well. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who frequently criticizes or threatens Israel, is up for re-election in June. Cambridge University's George Joffe says that in voicing support for Hamas, Iranian hardliners might be trying to boost their credentials as defenders of Muslims.
The Palestinian issue is extremely important inside Iran. There's no doubt about that. And to that extent, of course, what is happening in the Middle East will play a part inside the elections themselves.
But Middle East scholar Mirzad Burajadi of Syracuse University says that when the economy is bad, as it is in Iran, rallying to Hamas's cause might not necessarily translate into votes.
I'm not sure, because in the past track record, or at least surveys we have seen of the Iranian voters, seem to indicate that they are moved more or less by domestic politics, in particular economics issues, rather than, you know, foreign policy issues. So whether it's the plight of the Palestinians or whether it's the nuclear issue, it is not going to necessarily be the maker or breaker as far as the Iranian public is concerned.
However, Iran's state-run news agency claims that some 70,000 Iranian students have volunteered for suicide operations against Israeli troops in the Gaza Strip. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.